So at Summer Chill last Friday night at the Granada Theater, during the meet and greet happy hour, talked to so many great P1s, a lot of great stories, and talked to a couple that came up to me, and the man said to me, "My favorite segment you do is when you talk about things that make you feel squared away." And I said, "Well, thanks. I haven't done that in a while, but yeah, that's always been a fun topic for me because it hits home and I think about all the, I like to feel squared away as I can and I do these things to make me feel squared away. It's a fun list to compile." And he said, "I love it because my dad was always talking about being squared away." And, you know, "I should do this to feel squared away," and he would do that to feel squared away. So it makes me think of my dad, and it's fun when you do the segment. And I said, "Just for you, I'm going to do that segment next week." So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Revisiting the things that make you feel squared away. And if you're new to this segment, there's the core four. Just like the Yankees had the core four, Jeter, Pettit, Posada, and Rivera.
Posada.
The core four things that make you feel squared away as a human being are, and this is mainly for guys, but it also applies for gals, getting a haircut, which I'm getting today, and I can't wait because you feel really non-squared away when your hair's going crazy.
What if it's a bad one, though? What if you get a, like that one when you and I went together in college and the guy gave me a butcher job because he thought you were laughing at him?
Yeah.
What?
George was in the chair. The guy had a lisp. And I was I was sitting in the waiting area, and I started picking up the newspaper, reading it like this.
He started
like,
doing bits. Yeah.
I was doing bits to make George laugh.
Moving the newspaper back and forth as if you couldn't move your eyes, you could move the newspaper.
Move the paper.
I was doing anything I could to make George laugh, and he started laughing in the chair. And I think the guy thought that George was laughing at the lisp. And so he butchered George.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it was really, really bad.
It was really funny. But, yeah, you're right. If you get a bad haircut, that doesn't make you feel squared away.
Yeah.
But the core four are haircut, professional teeth cleaning, completely changing out your underwear collection slash rotation.
So you just cut all your old ones.
Yes,
you
and just, I will do this about...
You release them.
I'll do this about every 2 to 3 years. I will take the 20 pair of underwear that I have in my rotation, and I will burn them.
Yeah. Gosh.
That's always the safe thing to do.
I resell mine.
The safe thing to do is to burn them, although that is also letting toxic fumes into the atmosphere, which probably isn't good. And then I'll replace them with 20 brand new pair of underwear. And it makes you feel so squared away. And the fourth on the core four is mowing and edging the lawn. Once your lawn is mowed and edged, you just feel so squared away.
Yeah.
And then we've added some that are not in the core four, but they're staples over the years, like cleaning out the garage. I told you on our last staycation, that's what my wife and I did. Took 3 or 4 days and just completely cleaned out the garage. That's such a great feeling.
Yeah. I'm going to take 3 or 4 months to get mine done.
Yeah. Washing your car, or better yet, having it detailed.
Yes.
But just even the basic car wash and vacuuming it out makes you feel really, really good.
Yeah.
And something I discovered not too long ago, and that is I borrowed my neighbor's power washer, and I power washed all the mortar lines in my exterior of the house on the brick and mortar, just cleaning out all those lines.
Those things are great.
Anything you... I think I also power wash the driveway. Just power washing anything makes you feel
so
really squared away.
Yeah. So pleasing to power wash something.
So satisfying, isn't
it? I know
it.
Yeah. I know it.
4 new tires on the car.
Yes.
That's
a good one.
It makes you feel invincible.
Makes it ride so nicely.
Getting all of your laundry folded and put away. Washed,
instead
dried.
Of laying in piles around everywhere.
Boy, there is. That is really unsettling, isn't it?
Draping it all over exercise equipment. That's not squared away. I don't know.
And when, when you have kids, if you're trying to keep up with 2 or 3 kids under the age of, say, 8 or so, like back in the day when our boys were young, man, we just had piles everywhere. I mean, it was just. Then we.
That's my mom used to say to
try to keep up. And
you live in piles. Everything you own is in piles.
I don't know what it was with boys too. We know we get it folded or teach them how to fold it, and then they would just carry it to the room and.
Yeah,
put it on their floor. Just put it in your closet or put it in a dresser. It's not that hard.
From the world of health, anytime you get a prostate exam or a colonoscopy and you get good results.
Yes, that's a key.
That's the key.
Yeah, that's a win.
Then you feel squared away. I don't know how many people do this anymore, and it's always been on the list, and maybe we need to remove it because I think this is an antiquated practice. Balancing your checkbook.
Very antiquated. Yeah. Nobody does that.
I still do it.
Why?
I don't know.
Just go online. Look at your balance.
Well, maybe
it's
his bank
accurate
made a mistake.
Than anything you're doing.
Well, I like to double check my balance online by keeping it myself. So I still balance the checkbook because it makes me feel good. And I am making sure the bank isn't screwing me online.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's a system of checks and balances.
That's
I don't
right.
just blindly trust the bank. Just go online and, oh, yeah, whatever you say, that's what I've got. Sure, I'll take your word for it.
That's what I do because easy.
Nobody trusts big banking anymore, so I still balance my checkbook.
In my house, we just have a system of checks and credit cards.
No checks and balances?
No, there's no balance to it.
Also along those lines, anytime you get caught up on your bills, get all your bills paid, you feel really squared away. Thinning out your closet. This is something that I did recently, especially your clothes closet.
Yeah.
Finding something in that closet that you haven't worn in 6, 7, 10 years, throw it out or, you know, take it to Goodwill or donate it to the Austin Street Shelter, something like that. But when you thin the herd in your closet, that makes you feel really good.
What's the organizing rule? You mentioned 7 or 8 years, but isn't it like a year? If you haven't worn it in a year, you
should
have
heard it. Say. I always heard 2 years.
2 years? Okay.
Yeah. Give it, allow for one lapsed season.
Yeah.
But a second and you haven't worn it, you're probably never wearing that. Cleaning out the refrigerator is a great one.
Yeah.
We recently put that on the list, and man, if you don't do that very often and you start digging around in there, you'll find the grossest stuff.
You shouldn't let that salmon stay in there for 3 weeks.
No.
About 3 years. I don't care about nothing.
Also kitchen-related, organizing the pantry.
Yeah.
I'm adding this one to the list today because I just experienced this. I just took my bicycle into Bike Mart, our good friends, sponsors here on the ticket, Bike Mart. And I had a whole tune-up, and they cleaned everything, and they put new tires on. And all of that makes you feel squared away. But for my bike friends, you'll understand this. When you get new handlebar tape, there is nothing better. There is nothing that makes you feel like you're on a brand-new bike than when you just replace that old, sweaty, worn handlebar tape with brand-new, perfect handlebar tape. That is perfectly wrapped.
I can see that. It's like
tennis
new
fans.
Grips in golf.
Yeah, or golf.
Yes.
I need to do that. I got to get re-gripped.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or a tennis racket. And I got this one recently from P1 Jeff. He said, my primary email is with Gmail, but I also keep a throwaway email account with Yahoo, which collects 99% of my incoming spam. I never give out my primary email other than maybe to a family member or something like that. And he says it's great. It makes me feel squared away to have that one email account where I don't get it filled up with spam and to know my other one is nothing but spam. And I give that to all, you know, anybody that needs my information.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. Have
your
own
smart.
Private email account that you don't give to anybody. Now, you'll never get an email on it because you never get it out. It just sits dormant.
Uh-huh.
But it will make you feel squared away just to know that you have that. So there you go.
I like
that's, it. A refresher on the things that make you feel squared away.
What about good toilet paper? Is that not on the squared away list and the high thread count sheets?
No, that's my list of the three things you should always spare no expense on.
Okay, that's a different list.
That's right. It's a different list.
Airfare on major airlines. Don't go with discount airlines.
Okay.
And I'm not including Southwest in there. I'm talking about, you know, the airlines.
Ones you've barely heard of.
The ones you barely heard of that might just end up in a cornfield somewhere.
Jeez. Buddy Holly Airways.
The second thing is don't skimp on toilet paper. Pay the most expensive for the most expensive toilet paper.
Okay.
And third was high thread count sheets. Pay for expensive soft sheets because you spend a third of your life in those sheets.
Okay.
Yeah, that's solid advice.